Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm only going to talk to you.
Well, what I want to say tonight, that's Kenneth speaking about Dr. King's death. Dr. King would be 93 years old. And I got to go in the spirit realm and listen to what's going on in the world today. I say, I'm crossing over tonight with your loved ones that you want. I feel that the spirit, this is the full moon tonight. This is the wolf moon. Woo-hoo! The moon of the animals. And smoke your house out. I got a scripture for you tonight. And I want to smudge where I'm doing the show. I got to find out where it's at. But I want to tell you tonight, all is well. I want you to get ready for a spiritual breakthrough tonight and to happen in your life, or you might be able to uplift somebody. Somebody uplift you. Because we're going through some things that I got to share with you tonight that ain't nobody sharing with you tonight. I want to share some stuff with you tonight. I say, now what I'm saying to you tonight, what I want to share with you, some of the stuff that's going on that you know overlooked it. You know, that fire, you see, that they're doing, the power that they don't want it, because it messed up the airplane, but it messed up you when you go to the hospital to get that respirator, it do the same thing to you. It messed with your whole immune system. When they put them on that respirator, they don't really come back. So that 5G is messing with the minds of people. You know what I'm saying? Instead of him. When we said that 5G, it ain't came out yet. And the airline pilot said, if you put it on, you're going to make an accident. Now, if that thing that strong, it's going to make the airplane go down. What you think what it's going to do to me and you, 4G going to do, that 5G going to do. But they pushing it, but it's messing with people's minds. It's just like chemtrails. It's doing something to to you mentally. So that's what happened to you. Cause that's why so many people fighting and killing and shooting is because something's going on with their brain, with their mind. So that's the things that are happening that I'm talking about now. That's some of the stuff that you see going on. You feel going on now. I'm going to share it with you tonight. That this is possible answer tonight. But I want to let you know, all of negative energy is coming. I don't know what it comes, but they're coming. And some people can't sleep. Some people have a heart murmur. Some people are having all kind of that they want to put it out. The airline pilot said, we don't want the, because it's going to cut off, we can't land. If you put that in place, now if it's met with the airplane, what you think it's going to do to me and you? If, where you can't sleep, you have nightmares, all kind of witchcraft and evil. So, you know, modern technology, that's supposed to be modern, but look at what it's doing to people's mind. Look what it's doing to them. It's messing with them. Because of that 5G, it ain't out yet. Some countries have banned it. You know, I found out in other countries they got it, and people really, that's where some of these diseases coming from. Some of these, they riding on the back of that 4G, the 5G. I know you said, well, Bishop, that ain't so, but it is so. Some of you don't understand electronic witchcraft, electronic magic, and it make you depressed, make you cry, make you depressed over nothing. I seen a man walking this door, cuss everybody out. Nobody said nothing to him. It caused me picking up that wavelength. How you think your TV, your radio, and all that is a wave. So that 5G from the wave of negativity. Now, one of the things I want to say, when you get that 5G set, then you go to the hospital. They put you on that. It's going to burn your lungs up because they can't control it. When they put you on that 5G hits you, bam, that 5G control machine. Say it again. That 5G control machine and body. And it's going to come out that this is high technology. That's what it is. It's high technology from another realm. That's what I'm saying. That realm is about control. That's what I want you to know. That's from another realm. That's what it is. From another realm. So tonight we crossed over our ancestors, and I want to tell you now. I want to tell you. I'm praying with you tonight, but I want you to understand that God got a word for you. You can accept it. You don't have to accept it. I don't care. I say one more. When I go in the spirit realm, I'll tell you what happens. Now, some of you so Christian in your mind, these priests are brainwashing that they tell you when you're dead, you're done. And people have been seeing spirit for years, your grandmother's spirit, your children's spirit, because it's that 5G is flat witchcraft on a high level. It's a high level of magic. It's messing with people's mind. Do you know people is crazy? One lady just bust out and went to crying. I said, why are you crying? I don't know, bitch, I'm just crying. Because the airlines told AT&T and the rest of them, they don't care. All they want to mess with your mind. What you think them phones and stuff do? No, it mess with your mind. Somebody they done bought PlayStation, all that mess with your mind. So the kid's mind's messed up. Okay? Little boy, they busted. They asked him, hey, he 13, That's not how you learn how to drive a car. I got on PlayStation. I've been driving cars ever since I was a little bitty boy. So he began to stick up and jack people up and get their car and drive off with it. Okay? He just can reach the sun. But what I'm saying tonight, we're talking about our shell. We're talking about crossing over with our ancestors. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Crossing over with somebody in the spirit realm. And as I cover with the spirit realm, I want you to know when I cross over, whatever they said to me, I'm going to say it to you. You might not like it, but I'm going to say it. It might be some stuff you need closure to some things. I feel the energy, the negative energy that's going on, that people fussing, husband, wife fussing, father and son ain't getting along, daughter and mama ain't getting along, because there's lots of negative energy out here. And something happened a long time ago. Now, they said a 4G, they said this virus still out here. Well, what's making it stay out here? See what I'm saying? When a forest fire is burning, burn up. The air feels it. What fuel that 4G, that 5G, that thing they got, that's what's making these diseases come and making people. One lady took her baby, threw it in the garbage can. One lady run, got naked, and jumped off the bridge. When they finally got, I don't know, something told me to do it. She picking up you know, when you get a microwave oven, put that food in there, cook the heat. This 5G is worse than that. The pilot said, we can't fly no plane because that thing kick in and it cut everything off. So when we get ready to land, we can crash and snore. So if it's that strong on an airplane, this is a master machine messing with machines. I know you might have seen that pitch where the machine was taking over. This one is your mind, your body, and it messing with the kids. When they take you and put you on that thing, you don't come back. When that 4G kick in, it kills you. Because the doctor ain't got control of the machine. They hooked it up. They don't know what go on in the end of the wrecking of the machine. So ever since this 5G been out over in Europe and over there, some people been catching hell. Now they've been opening it up here. The pilots are holding. We don't want a side faster, but it's killing people. It's fast. It messes with people's body and mind. You take all the tests you want. When that 5G hits you, you might go crazy. You might strip your clothes off and run down the street butt naked because it's high maintenance, high witchcraft. That's what that 5G. I mean, you having a headache? I ain't never had no headache. Had a cramp? I ain't never had no cramp. This is part of this master witchcraft. Now, I have sat with the ancestors. Now, this stuff's so powerful, it even messes with animals. Powerful it is. Now, you can't see it. You can't see the TV waves. You can't see the radio waves. This thing is 10 times sharper than a TV wave, than an in radio wave. So this thing, that it go into your heart, make your heart beat fast. It make you sleep and can't get up. This is 5G. They finna cut a loop on us. That's what they finna do. That's some of the stuff that's going on. I say now tonight, this is crossing over with the ancestors. I say. I'm gonna cross over with the ancestors tonight. And I cross over with the ancestors. I'm gonna tell you what they're saying. I feel good energy. I got Archangel Michael here to fight the evil. I got Gabriel, who is over resurrection. I got Metatron, who is the King Angel. So ain't nobody going to get by them, because all of them have the spirit of the Almighty God. And they got the spirit of God. I got some scripture for you tonight. But I want to say to you, He might not be on, but I pick up Jerome. Jerome told me to tell his two daughters. I don't know if they own or not, but he came and stayed with me. Mr. Bishop, I'm glad my two daughters is together, and I feel that this is my family that I'm going to work through, I say. And don't be afraid. Things going to be all right. And I'm worried about both of you. I want you to be together, because once you come together, once y'all get together, I appear. I can feel my spirit in both of y'all. So I know you are the family, I say. That's these two ladies there. I'm in the spirit world now. So, hallelujah. I want to go in the spirit world, and I want to tell you 21:17, and I want to tell you 81:38. I got something both to tell you, y'all. Because your mother came to tell you 81:38, don't worry, don't be depressed, because that's you, that was going to happen anyway. And don't let it upset you. And she said that you've been upset because of that. And she said she wants you to know all is well. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. Now, 21:17, your mother came and she said, and she looked at both of y'all, looked at the entire family. She told me to tell you that you being the oldest, that you done been through this. So everything gonna be all right. And I want you to read 103rd Psalm, 103. She said, I want my baby daughter. So she said, my baby daughter. I want her to read the 27th number Psalm, and I want her to read Psalm 27, He's the Light. And she said she don't want you to be depressed. Maybe you want to ask her a question, I can press your thing. Maybe you want to ask her something. Pearl, she want you to get yourself together, because later on in the year, you're going to go through something, okay? So she wants you to be able to handle it, okay? And she told me not to tell what it is. You know what it is already. And she said, don't be depressed by that, because you can't let that condition get on you, okay? That's what she's saying about that, I say. Now, she telling me to tell you 81:38, let that go. Don't worry about it. Because if they come to you, you tell them, don't come back to me. I'm telling you what's happening. Don't get so involved in that. It'll mess with you, I say. And she said she's standing there. She want both of y'all to know, both of y'all, you're going through yours right now, Mary. You're going to go through it a little later on, but you already know it. But stay focused, I say. Thank you, kind spirit. 81:38, Psalms 50 and Psalms 71. Now, I had already picked up what she said about you. Okay. When I go in the spirit world. Now, I feel the energy, and I'm going to reach out for Dr. King in the spirit world. But I got to kick you in that spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm only going to talk to you just for a minute or so this evening, because I have some very sad news for all of you, And I think sad news for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee.
Dr. King, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee, crossed over to the spirit realm, I shall say. But he did never stop working to touch your mind and your body. In spite of, he was the drum major for justice and humanity. And when I reach out for Dr. King's spirit, Dr. King, I reach out for your spirit tonight. I just want you to share some with me and the listener. And I want to know what you feel about what's going on with us as a people, with us as a black race or human race. I feel that Dr. King saying that we have to come up closer together, and we have to be able to learn to overcome the race prejudice that's going on in Washington with both parties not telling the people the truth, even about this virus. They're not telling the truth. But what you said, Bishop, about the 5G, it's controlled body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, some people, that 5G, let me tell you what's going to happen to your nose. Take this now. Your feet's going to swell. You ain't got no sugar. You're going to feel your ankles, your knee. Young folks going to feel they can have a stroke, and their heart going to beat fast. That's that electronic 5G that they try to put on the people. That's controlling you, okay? And I think this medicine that they're taking, that is doing something, messing with people, and the young folks that ain't taking it, they know, glory, thank you, Dr. King, that as you take the reason they're pushing for you to take the shot, well, you won't get caught up with that 5G. Because if you ain't take the shot, that 5G might do anything to you. Because it mess with body, it mess with your organs, liver, lung, prostate, all of that. Thank you. I feel that Dr. King, as he looked over, and he see that we ain't progressing, because he said the leadership is not talking about feeding hungry people, coming together as a race of people. We're not talking, the leadership have gone astray. So the young folks, thank you, Doc. He said the young folks have no guide, and they know they just doing what they do, because no leadership within the education field, within the job field. There's no leadership in the black community. And he's saying ain't no leadership in the whole world. No. Our country is the richest country in the world. But people are starving. People that don't have a job. People have no way to see a doctor, a dentist. Because economics, we have sold this country out. And as we have sold this country out, we have become slaves, black and white country, because we forgot to love. We've got to be happy with each other, I say. I want to ask this, Dr. King, since you're in the spirit world, will we as black people come together? Are we going to stay in the state that we're in? Bishop, I just feel that that some young folks come and it will open up doors, not only black, white, brown. It's a lot going on, but it's going to eradicate itself. It's going to leave itself out. But I do know we will overcome. They killed the body, but they couldn't kill the spirit. The spirit is all over the world. Spirit of Malcolm, all over the world. The spirit of John F. Kennedy is all over the world. The spirit of Robert Kennedy is all over the world. And what I want to say tonight, you can destroy the body, but you can't destroy the spirit from the Almighty God. I say. Thank you, Doc. I was just in consultation with Dr. King. He was saying some things. Now I'm going to the spirit realm. I want to tell you, my pearl, I'm going to tell you, Mary, that Mary, your mother said you got a young baby coming in your family. Pearl, you get ready for some things to happen. I'm not going to tell you over the air, but you already know, you know. But your mother stood there and said that you did everything right, but on your word. Okay. So it ain't on you. Thank you. I'm sure I say. And said that will be, make sure all the paperwork is together. Well, when you got the paperwork together, you know what to do. Get the economics, the money that you need, because it's going to bring you some economics if you got your paperwork. Make sure every I is dotted, every I is dotted, and every T is crossed, I say. And she telling me to let you know that. Thank you, Karen Spirit. Okay. I'm for that. Now I got you on the line. Mother Frances, God bless you, Mother Frances, all the way from Algiers. Mother Frances, I'm hoping to come down to New Orleans to see you. So as I cross over, I want to tell you, Mother Frances, you hit a lot of people that gumbo and it hit a lot of people. But I see Ione, that's the Indian lady, and Ione is around you, and she's applauding you for things that happened. Okay, everything's going to be all right. And she just telling me to tell you, read Psalm 78 and Psalm 17. And you'll be chanting, she said, this Psalm will open up your business like you ought to, I shall say. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Now, I'm going to 78, 84, 99. Okay, I want to tell you, your father coming in the spirit where he said, he wants you to sit down and he wants you to know that you can't go back to what happened yesterday. I'm open up. Hold up. Just hold up. Hold on. Now, I want to ask you just in. Hold up. There's somebody else back there. Well, hold up. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, as I go in the spirit realm, it's going to tell me some things that's going on. Okay, I'm right here now. I see your hand up. Okay. 7784, your line is open. Your father came and he told your mother to go sit down, tired of her, for abusing you when you was a child. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, and that he wants you to know, he wants you to be strong. And he said, when you was a child, was a lot of things happened to you.
Yes.
Now, he's in the spirit world, He wants to take care of you. He said your daughter was taken from you. You understand that? And
yes.
They try
yes.
to take your, they try to take your children. Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Telling me that all is well. He wants you to get busy in your spiritual work. He wants you. It's somebody, and he was telling me this, him. It was something buried where you and your family, your son, your daughter, could never be together as a family. Okay.
Like, and that's true. Right. That is true.
Okay. But as he tell me, this is this Threadwell or something? If I'm getting the name right, Threadwell?
Trowell.
Threadwell, okay, that's the one I'm talking to. He walking back and forth.
Well, that's my daddy.
He's mad because you was mistreated and they try to put you in a crazy house. Yes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, they did.
He said all that was trying to control you. He said, leave it alone because all them people just about dead or they dying, okay? This is family
yeah.
stuff. He wants you to do your spiritual work, what God wants you to do. I say. Now, I want to ask you this. This man that I see, I want to know, he's with another lady, and this lady is kind of heavy set. I don't know if it's his mother or somebody in the family. And she said your daughter is like her. Okay, I mean, she got the spirit. She got the anointed spirit. It's been a seed break y'all up. But the spirit
yep.
realm, understand that? The spirit is
yeah, I understand, and that's true, Bishop, that's true.
But the spirit telling me that all that the spirit of this year is going to break all that down, so it's breaking down. Because
uh-huh.
as you do your spiritual work, everything will open up. I say. So I got that for you. Okay. Now I want to tell you the Psalms I want you to read. Psalm 51, Psalm 77, and Psalm 119 tonight. The night is a full moon. These spirits coming. I got all kinds of spirits in my office coming back and forth. I got Raymond here. I don't know who he is. Bright Star. Your mother come to tell you rest. It's going to be out. I don't know they're him, but I'm picking things up. Saying that is a witch. I'm talking to you, Bright Star. Is a witch don't want you to open up. But as you say and tobacco around that building, I say, you're going to be all right. This is for Bright Star. I say, thank you, Dan. There's so many spirits coming back and forth now. Let me see. I say. As I cross over with the ancestor telling me, and I put it, Regina, thank you. This man, there's two men around you, Regina. I don't know if you're on or not. One, both of them in the spirit world. One said, thank you. The other said, they kept me from you. I don't know what they're talking about, but that's what they say. I say. Let me go to the next person. I see somebody else with their hands up. Wait a minute. See now, if you want to know something, you got to get your hands up. Thank you, Karen Spirit. Wait a minute, where I'm at. There's so many. But then, see, there's so many coming, and so many people want to know things. There's a lot going on. Okay, Valerie. I see your hand up. I want to tell you, your mother said it was time for her to go. Stop crying that she had to go because it was time for her to go. So she told me to tell you when you, okay, thank you, I'll tell her. She said everything going to be all right. Don't move to Mexico. Stay in Texas. She said, don't move there. You want to move there because she says, stay stay on this side. I say. You want to go to New Mexico? She is on. Stay here. Thank you, Cancer. Okay. Now, I'm looking at see as I speak in the spirit realm. I say. As I look in the spirit realm, the doors open up. Now, I want to tell you, young lady, the devil tried to destroy you, but I want to let you know, God want to take you to the next level in the healing process that you need. Now, as I cross over tonight, okay. Now, I want to say to you, the Spirit just brought this to me. I'm talking to 9607. Thank you. The Spirit came and stood beside me and told me, you make sure you talk to this person in Baton Rouge every day because they're trying to change their mind. So you call and tell them, just said something to them. And because they're trying to change their mind, the plan that you got made with her, they're trying to make her change her mind. I said. Oh, thank you, kind spirit. If somebody owes you some money and they're trying to cheat you, but they're going to have to pay it out in something else. They're going to pay it out, the tires, truck, whatever they, if they don't do right towards you, they're going to spend it some other way. I say. Now, Psalm 91, and I see Psalms 22, and this man sitting in the chair, this is your father, he said he knows so much now that what went on, it was three people brought that was against him, and he just couldn't see, but now he in the spirit realm, I say. He's gonna see it. Matter of fact, he see it. Okay? So he wants you to know. What did you want to know? Take your time with anything you're doing with your sister. Go slow. Because you're gonna find out something. Don't get upset because you're gonna know about it. Thank you, gave me that. He sat in this chair smiling. That all of them that tried to defeat him, they all gone. He talking about another woman on that other side can leave. Not on your side of the tree, on the other side of your sister tree, they finna go. Two people. That's the guy. Get that out. Now. I see. Woo! Somebody's hand was up. All you got to do, while y'all know, press 1, ask the question. You don't want to ask no question, I'm not going to bother killing them. But you press 1, whatever you got to speak of. Okay, let me. I see your hand up. 8138. Okay, 8130, I see your hand was up. Now, you want to ask me about this man, okay? What you want to ask me?
8130. Whatever you got to tell me, Bishop.
Okay. Your mother told me to tell you there's a new baby in your family tree coming, okay?
Okay.
She told me to tell you this, that you're picking up. So I want you to, if something you're picking up, I want you to read Psalm 35, 37. Then I want you to read Psalm 23.
35, 37, and 26?
No. 35, 27.
Uh-huh.
And 33, 35, 37. Get that. And 23,
so you say,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
So now, what I'm picking up.
Anything you got of somebody, make sure you be yourself the same.
No.
Anything you got, put in a brown bag. So you don't want
anything
that spirit.
I got. You said anything
now,
I got, like what?
Your mother said anything you got of this individual that's crossed over, you make sure it ain't around you. You know what I'm saying? Anything. If you put it in a brown bag.
I don't understand what you're saying. Put away in a brown bag.
You understand
bag.
What I'm saying?
No.
This man and his spirit were just crossed over. Your mother came
uh-huh.
and stood in front of him and told me to tell you anything you got of his or he gave it, take it and put it in the brown bag. You understand
well,
that?
I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing of his.
Okay.
I don't have nothing
you
of his.
Make sure. Thank you. Because she stood in front of him, you know, because he's a trickster, okay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you
yeah.
more about that. I'll say. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm crossing over the answer tonight. This is Bishop Turner. I'm crossing over. I'm talking to dead folks. I'm talking to people in here. Let me call Angel Michael. It's quite evil. Gable is over the cemetery. And Metatron, Master All Forces. So I invoke the spirit of Metatron, the King Angel. I invoke the spirit of Gable, which is over Gable over the graveyard. When Jesus told Lazarus, come forth. Gable went and got it. Michael was there to make sure when nobody come but Lazarus. He had been dead for 3 days. I shall say. So, I'm calling spirit to let you know. Let me. I want to say this here. I shall say. The spirit will tell you about your health. The spirit will tell you about your finances. Stop being afraid of talking to your ancestors because they are in you and they want to see you do better. I shall say. It's so much. This is what I want to say tonight. It's so much the spirit, so much the evil spirit, so many. Look, this is what I want to share with all of y'all. The lady asked me, what happened? When people die, what happens? They go into a big waiting room. And they wait for their name to be called. These people always guess how many people who died before. What is that? They're in the waiting room. They're waiting to be. Where they need to go, they got to go there. They can't go nowhere. They get called. It's like a big room. Just say 100 people died in America. 100 people went. Well, some people go. Some people go to be judged. Their spirit got to be moved on. And if their spirit right, finish what they got to finish. I shall say. Or else they come to help you. Y'all believe what I'm saying? But don't be so superstitious that come out. The dead don't know what the living don't know what the dead doing, but the dead know what you're doing. And Jesus said they're not dead, they're just sleeping. What happened to you tonight when you go to sleep? What happened? You don't know what happened. You just wake up in the morning. Some people die in their sleep. One lady told me that her husband come and knocked on the door. In her dream, and said, come on, go with me. She said, no, you get away from me. You can't go with me. I can't go with you because I'm not going with you. Now, if she had a wench that she's going to go, she's going to die right there in that bed. Y'all better hear what I'm saying tonight. I say. Now, I'm looking now. I say. I see a young lady, and her father, yes, Hope, sat down, he proved, don't get upset. They're watching over you. And your father said, don't pay no money. I have to go nowhere. Okay. Your son said, he loves you. Smiling. I said, thank you. I'll leave that alone. I'm going, okay. Let me see what. 21:17. Any question you want to ask your mother?
No.
I got you, huh?
No, I don't.
You know she's going to come to you. You know that she's going to come to you. She got something to tell you. But I think she'd have already, if she already come to you already.
Huh?
Has she already come to you already?
No.
Right.
Not yet.
Well, there's something you asked her. When you call me, I'm going to tell you what she told me to tell you. I don't want to tell you over there, but I'm going to tell you exactly what she said. I said for you to get ready. Brace yourself for that. Okay, thank you, guys.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Okay. Thank you. See, if some, she said something happened to you a long time ago, but it was blocked. Thank you. It's all right. Okay, I'm at 5350. I'm staying up a minute. Now, 5350, let me tell you something. Your mother came in the spirit. And said she wants you to break the situation up. It ain't right. She wants you to burn something. Okay. And I'll tell you what she wants you to do. I said, but what you want to ask me? What you want to ask? That's a 5350. Your hand.
What's
up.
Going on? What's going on?
Huh?
I don't know what's happening. What you see?
What
do you see? What do you see, Bishop?
Now this is what your mother's saying. That what happened to your grandson is that comes from his daddy's side. Not your side, not y'all's side. That side, that's where it's coming from. You understand what I'm saying? That didn't come from the mother's side. That come from the daddy's side. You understand that, don't you?
Uh-uh.
What's happening to your grandson come from the daddy's side, not your daughter's side. Okay? And your daughter just looking, and let me tell you something. This thing going to break open. Just leave it alone. It's something you got to do. I can't tell you a fact. It's something you need to do. And once you do it, you got to leave it alone because God can handle it. Okay? I mean, you can say all you want to, but it got to run its course. You understand that?
Yeah.
All is well with you. Now, let me see what else I see. Thank you, Pastor. Your mother pleased with you because she come. You know, you have a sister in the spirit realm. You have a sister in the spirit realm.
Who, me?
Yeah, you have a sister in the spirit realm.
Yeah, I got two sisters. No.
Well, this sister come. She's kind of limping like. Okay, and she ain't calling you by your name. She's calling you another name. And she laughing at you. And you running back and forth. Do you understand that? Thank you, Sam Spirit. I want you to read. Thank you. Mother, what you want me to say? Thank you. This is what your mother said. Make sure that all the grandchildren know about her. If they don't know, you said this is your grandma. Have a picture of her. And a picture of your daughter, and you put it in your front room, okay? Like when people come to your house, first thing they're going to see, your daughter picture and your mother picture. I say. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
And once you do that, you're going to put it to the east wall. Thank you. Okay. Your daughter saying, you know I ain't going nowhere. So she's telling you she ain't going nowhere. And what they're saying, I say, all is well. Now, who wants you to cook the potato pie? Something about a potato pie. So you pick that potato
Nobody.
Pie. Well, you pick that potato pie for the spirit realm, okay? Banana pudding and a potato pie. Now, who wants the banana pudding? Who wants potato pie?
Nobody I know of.
Now, this is in the spirit now. This ain't nobody physical. This is the spirit. When you cook the potato pie and the banana pudding, it's going to draw that spirit of some of your ancestors. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, really, I'm laughing. Which one of your sisters dipped snuff? The one got a cup spitting in it.
I don't love dipping.
I know. I see one sitting there in a chair dipping that snuff and spit. Ain't nothing bad. It's spirit. Okay, thank you. Psalm 97. Put that down. Psalm 35, 37, and Psalm 107. Okay. It's the money that you don't know about you're going to get. Thank you. That's that. Thank you. That's good. Uh-huh. Anything else you want to ask?
No.
Now, hear what your mother said. Your mother said you're all right. She said you mean, but you're all right. Thank you. I don't know what you mean by that. You know. Thank you, Catherine. I'm still crossing over. Thank you, Cam Spirit. Oh, John. I see you. 5930. John, thank you, kind spirit. Okay, what you want to ask? I'm seeing you. John, I'm going to tell you this now. Your daddy drank. Your uncle drank. But I'm trying to see who this is. This is a lady, heavyset lady. That you got to stop drinking to heal. Your body got to get healed. It was a wife. You ain't with her now. She's in spirit. But if something did at the cemetery and happened to you, that's right, it's crisping on you for a minute. Okay? And it kept you back and forth. After you moved out of Alabama, okay? Then you left Alabama. Where did you go? Okay, you went to Memphis, come back to Memphis, and you're back in Birmingham. Okay. Well, I want to tell you this in. That property where you're at, it belongs to your family. Okay. And they don't want you to rent it out to somebody because you had to fix it up because they tore it up. They don't want you to rent it out no more. Thank you. John, they want you to stop drinking. That's what they said, for you to stop. It's going to be the death of you. And that's not supposed to be the death of you. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what you're saying about that. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, I'm looking at, what I'm looking at? 7589. I want you to get yourself together for a breakthrough. Psalm 22 and Psalm 71, vision that you got to make in life this year. if you don't make it like you ought to, it will carry you back. You got to say, I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do something else. And it'll break the yoke for you. I'm talking to 7589, and I'm looking at the situation that's going up and down around you. But I'm saying that there's money this year, this 2022 will open up for you. But you have to make some changes in your life and stop talking about your business to everybody. Thank you, Tanya. That was the answer to say. I say. Get ready for a break. Okay, I see the hands up right here. One hand up, okay. Okay. 41-19, your hands up.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, your hands up. What do you want to ask?
Can you hear me, Bishop?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I just want to ask about
your mother
job, my job.
You, your mother says it's time for you to get a new house. She said, apartment. She said, tell my daughter to look for a house. And the finance is going to be there. Not look for no man. You find the house, you get it. And if he with you, he'll come. But your mother find a house. Your job gonna do good. I see your business gonna come up. I say. Psalms 29 and Psalm 41 and Psalm 72. Thank you, kind spirit.
Thank you, Bishop.
Okay, somebody else hanging. Okay. I can't get to everybody. I got about 10 hands up. I ain't gonna be able to get to all of them, but tomorrow, I say. Oh God, we come right now and we ask the saint, God, to touch. Let a financial blessing come to everybody. Let a healing come. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I say, and break every yoke. Do a healing and deliver it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I claim a blessing on everyone that come forth and don't let the devil ride.
Clap your hands.